You're tuned to KCBX, listener-supported public radio. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. The city of Lompoc in Santa Barbara County, situated near Vandenberg Air Force Base, is in a bit of flux this year. City leaders have had to slash the budget, and we're about a month into that new budget. And joining me to unpack some of the issues facing the city is Willis Jacobson, reporter for the Lompoc Record. Hi, Willis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Let's talk these budget cuts. From your reporting, it seems like things got a little contentious at previous council meetings with slashes to staff and pulling from reserves. What happened?
These last couple of cycles, they've had to do a lot of cutbacks, and really they've been faced with two choices, either increase revenue or, you know, cut back costs. And those cutbacks are what the council majority has decided to do, and that's also what the public safety departments, namely the police and fire departments, they cite those cutbacks as kind of the primary reason for a lot of the problems they're having, you know, serving the city and fulfilling their mission.
We've seen a spike in crime, and people are saying that part of this is because of slashes to the police department. Are there any other factors contributing to this?
Well, at the same time these issues were going on, last year the city decided to spend about $500,000 to clear out the San Ynez riverbed that borders the city. That riverbed had been home to a lot of the area's homeless population. And with those people, you know, forced out of the riverbed now, a lot of them, you know, they have nowhere else to go. So a lot of them are in the city now. So in addition, you know, obviously there's been a rise in violent crime with evidence by the 5 homicides this year and, you know, 30 plus shootings that have happened in the city just through these first 7 months. But there's also been a rise in kind of the petty crimes like loitering and trespassing and, you know, just people sleeping out in the open. And it's also been a concern from a public health standpoint because a lot of people are, you know, using public and private property as just a restroom, essentially. So the police chief, you know, he said that he's kind of held back for a lot of budgetary reasons, you know, just the budget in general, but also, you know, having trouble hiring people because they don't pay as much as neighboring agencies. It's kind of a firestorm that's been brewing, and, you know, we're in the middle of it right now.
And we saw some of that at some of the city council meetings. The mayor really disapproved of these budget cuts. Is that correct?
Yes. One of the ways that the city manager proposed to increase revenue, you know, rather than do cutbacks, was to put a 1% sales tax hike before voters. And the mayor, Janelle Osborne, she has been fully supportive of that, but she's been in the minority as far as the councilors, the city council is concerned. You know, they decided rather than, you know, put that tax before voters, they would try cutting back on costs, at least initially. And, you know, they're still planning to have that discussion regarding a sales tax in the future, but the Lompoc mayor, Osborne, she's definitely a big proponent of doing that.
And what are people saying right now about this plan to possibly put a sales tax increase on the 2020 ballot?
Well, it's obviously divided the council, and it seems as though it's divided a lot of the community as well. Earlier this summer, there was a group who wanted to encourage the city to put that before voters. They held a rally outside of City Hall, and a lot of people have been writing letters or speaking before the council. But then there's also been several people who've spoken out against it, and they feel like before taxing the citizens, you know, maybe tighten the belt within the city, or, you know, they feel like there are some things that could be cut or, you know, could be taken away that, you know, some view as potentially wasteful, or, you know, that they would rather see go before going to the community members to, you know, tax them further. So it's a bit of a controversial issue going on right now, and it's still very much up in the air. So we'll kind of see how that plays out over these next few months.
Let's talk cannabis for a second. We've previously reported on work to promote the city as a cannabis destination. Do city leaders see this as a revenue generator for years to come?
I believe so, and that was a large part of the reason that they decided, unlike a lot of cities around the state, they decided not to put a cap on basically any sort of licensing for cannabis. So there's already been 3 dispensaries that have opened in town. There's, you know, other manufacturing and testing facilities have received licenses. So I think the city is really, you know, banking on that being one of those revenue generating sources, but they're kind of in year one right now. So I don't know if they have a firm grasp on exactly how much to anticipate, or, you know, I think they're kind of still in the wait and see approach to, you know, see what it brings in this year. And perhaps, you know, in the future they can expand it, or, you know, there's a lot still to be seen from that too.
Willis Jacobson, reporter for the Lompoc Record. Thanks for keeping an eye on these issues, and thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You can read Willis's reporting at lompocrecord.com. This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio.